That was Love Steps, the most recent release from singer-songwriter Shiazel One. And I'm delighted to be joined by Shiazel One on the line. Hello.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Doing really well, thanks. How are you doing there?
Very good. Very good. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate that. Enjoying some of this Florida sunshine at the moment. Feeling blessed. Thank
you. Yeah, we're very, very jealous. The weather here is not Florida sunshine weather.
I'll give you some of that energy, though.
That's brilliant. Now, I have to start by asking you about your artist name. Where did Shiazel One come from as a name?
Okay, so when I first came out, first off, my name is Lee. So when I first started, I literally just went by the letter L, because, you know, that kind of sums up the initial itself, kind of sums up a few things in the name, L, which is love, Lee, and then the tonal, if you're familiar with tonals, L's a good tonal for me or whatever, but it's, someone else. There were two other artists, I guess, and our stuff kept getting confused, specifically on, like, the streaming outlets, Apple and Spotify. So I was like, and he's the one it kept getting mixed up with was a male named L, and I'm like, he's a great music, I think he's from the UK if I'm not mistaken, but so I'm like, okay, let me just add this. I didn't want to change my name because it is my name, but I noticed that a lot of our music was getting kind of mixed up, so I just added the she is in front of it and kept it at L1, because L is, while it stands for Lee, it also stands for love, and it's love one, and I'm all about love in the many, many different aspects. So that's how that came about.
Cool.
Someone had the name. No.
It's definitely unique now. That's for definite. Let's go back to the beginning with your musical career. When did you develop an interest in music?
I always loved music, but it, as far as actively trying to pursue it, it wasn't. I think it was either the end of 2014, pretty recently, or 15. It was an artist that I had met. I noticed that they weren't, and I won't call it the artist, but you guys will know it is a male. I noticed that he wasn't being true to his artistry or whatever, because I can tell. I'm very, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual and pretty intuitive. So I just felt the music wasn't true to where this person was at the moment. And I'm like, why doesn't this artist ever sing about where they're at, like from the heart? And then I understand we all have, you know, the you know, we have to placate and at some level, but I wanted more truth in the artistry, so I started writing songs, and then I was like, let me sing a song because it's coming from the heart, and that's where I'm at. That's where majority of my stuff is based from the heart. Almost everything, honestly, is about some form of different love, levels of love, and so it's an artist that got me started, because I didn't feel they were owning up to where they were to kind of appease the people and not allow the growth of where they had from where they had started years ago to where they were in that moment, which was actually spiritually more grown in person and persona. So thanks to that person, you have me.
When, as a writer, who are your inspirations? Are you inspired by people that you listen to while you're growing up, or is it more contemporary music?
I've always written poetry as a child. That was my outlet as a young child. So I've always liked to write. I've written books and stuff, but when it comes to artistry, there are a lot of people, artists that I admire, and for different reasons, but when it comes to my personal top artist, it honestly was Prince, because he was such a well-rounded musical genius. I mean, I don't play the instruments and stuff, but I felt like he did so much, and a lot of the stuff, like from the instruments and stuff, he played a lot of on his own, and he was constantly going, and his mind was just like, is still today, what I consider like a genius mind. And he was so open to trying new things and jumping around, whether or not, you know, we felt it worked or not. I felt he was always kind of like true in that aspect. So keeping it real, that probably came from like Prince, and there are artists that I like today and stuff that I think are really raw, Prince was that main person.
Yeah, you're mainly a singer-songwriter, but are you a musician as well? Do you play any instruments?
No, I don't. As a child, though, I did. I played the piano. It's funny. My two favorite instruments are electric guitar and the piano, but I do not play them outside of trying to make them, you know, music, a beat or something. But I'm not, you wouldn't catch me on stage trying to play those. I'd hire someone who's like, does it like breathing air. It just comes really naturally at this point. But no, I do not. But I did as a child. I took lessons. Oh. My parents kept me active.
You describe your sound as Stellaris. What does that mean?
It means stellar. The first part of that is just stellar. When I sing, it's like I feel like it's from me tapping in and coming from, you know, the universal force of, you know, that's the stars, that's the celestial sound. And you'll actually hear that in different, be that EPs or albums. Recently add like one song that kind of enforces that sound, and it's more like of a stellar type of sound. So okay. Just universal.
I mean, tell us a bit about Love Steps as well. It's part of an EP, and the title track we just played, a lot of your music is electronic or EDM, but this sounds actually a little bit folky. So do you like to mix up genres in your music?
I really do, and it's funny, I don't Google myself, but once I did and I saw someone said it was folk, and I'm like, this isn't folk to me, but it's to me. I consider my music eclectic anyway, just the different sounds. But this song, it's again, it goes for that itself. It's more of like me tapping into my ancestral sound and my soul sound, and that's a heavier sound, and then that's a more tribal sound. So even though it might be light, you'll hear like some riffs, you know, towards the end where it sounds like I'm, you know, like in a trance or something. But it's all of it, Love Steps, all of it is about moving forward. And no matter where I go forward, it's about that journey of love, you know, whether, you know, either I or somebody, an outsider looking, saying, oh, this is negative, this is positive, this is the wrong step, this is the right step. It's just kind of like following your inner compass, your north, your true north, my true north, and just going forward and moving forward in love. And whatever that means to me in the moment, authentically, outside of, you know, outsiders. So,
I mean, you've been quite prolific this year, because we've got the EP Love Steps, and you've also released Love Surrender as well, which is a 7-track album.
Yeah. Yes, that's one of my favorites, actually. That track right there.
Tell us a little bit about the songs on the album. I mean, is it all, it's all still from the heart. It's all very personal, is it?
Yes, it is. Love Steps, it's about surrendering. I mean, not Love Steps, the Love Surrender is about surrendering to love. I feel like we're taught so much, conditioned so much to be more in a fear space when it comes to love, because we do go through, we experience life. It's a part of life. We get hurt, and sometimes we build up those walls, and it's like, but that those walls that we build up instead of protecting us all the time, sometimes those are the same barriers that are preventing us from receiving fully and giving fully the love. And it's kind of like, you know, you have to know within your doubt. And it's usually because we have all these sources of information coming. It's like, what do we believe? And again, it goes back to the true north and surrendering to the love within. And that's the sound, that inner voice, that softer sound is what we should be, I feel like we should be listening to and surrendering to, and be that, you know, God, universal force, whatever it is we want to name that. It's more of a personal inward type of choice, and it's surrendering to that and then flowing with it, because the beauty's in the flow and allowing that to flow through us.
Cool. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about lockdown. How's that affected you as a musician? Have you been using your time to create more music?
You know, the funny thing is I have created some light music, but for me, it's more of a restorative, because my mind, as an artist, creatively and intuitively, my mind constantly goes. So it is really hard for me to slow my mind down. Like naturally, I'm just the euphoria, you know, of life, of the, you know, feeling blessed to be alive and the simple things in life. So it's caused me to actually, even though I did create something, I created, I think, that I let out that's not on EP. It's actually only on ReverbNation.com, and it's under She Is L1. But it's called, Poolside Epiphanies, and it's just a really dope instrumental. It's kind of like a lounge just a feel good poolside, you know, if you're just sitting at the pool with your friends or whatever, it's just something relaxing. And, you know, water has to do with emotion spiritually. So it's just kind of a way of reflecting on where you are, what you've been through, what's to come, or what you feel, you know, your path is again. And it's just good vibes. So I have created, but for the most part, it's caused me to finally, which again is very hard for me personally, to physically, not physically, but mentally slow down. And that's what I personally need. So it's helped me a lot to slow down in that aspect. However, I am creating right now because it's been a little bit of time, but I am creating slowly. I'm recreating again, but it did, this lockdown has helped me to kind of continue to grow inward so that I can express that outwardly.
Well, the downtime obviously is something that you do need to start writing again, really, isn't it?
Yes, it's, I feel like it's very important to have like a good balance in between that go time and rest time. That go time, a balance is, I think, feel like it's mandatory almost.
What does the future hold in store for She Is L1? What do you see happening over the next weeks and months?
Over the next weeks and months, I'll actually continue to create music. That music will be put out once it's fully, you know, touched and blessed by the universe, the final touches. Hopefully, you know, things continue to open up a little bit more, because I'd like to kind of deliver this stuff live. And I do actually miss personal connections. Part of the lockdown has caused, I feel like, a lot of people to not interact. And I understand, but human connection is so important. So I'd like to, you know, get back into that human connection with, you know, the people that are ready and appreciative for the sound and the message.
Well, I think we're all looking forward to a time when we can go out and, you know, watch performances or perform if you're an artist again. It's, I think it's something we've all been missing over the last few months.
Yeah, it really is. It's a nice way to come together, for sure.
Well, it was great to chat on the phone today. Please keep in touch with us about your future projects, and we'll keep an eye out for all the new music. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Paul. You have a great day. Yeah.